And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 14th of February, 2016. Today is Valentine's Day, a big day for greeting cards and for candy sales, which goes back more than 1,500 years to the Feast of St. Valentine, established in the 5th century, though nobody is sure exactly which of many St. Valentines it is the feast day of. But the ancient Romans had a fertility festival in mid-February called Lupercalia, when young men ran naked in the streets wearing strips of goatskin, which they gently whipped young women with to improve their fertility. And Lupercalia was still popular long after the Roman Empire was officially Christian, so the church simply came in and renovated it. In the 14th century, Chaucer wrote about St. Valentine's Day as a romantic occasion in his long poem The Parliament of Fowls. In the early 15th century, the Duke of Orleans, held captive in the Tower of London, wrote a Valentine's Day poem to his wife. Shakespeare mentions the sending of valentines in a speech by Ophelia in Hamlet. On this day in 1842, the best place to be in New York was at the Valentine's Day Boz Ball, held in honor of the novelist Charles Dickens, who was visiting America with his wife, Catherine. 3,000 tickets sold out immediately, $5 apiece, which was quite a sum in those days. An enormous amount of money spent on decorations. In a letter to a friend, Charles Dickens called it the most splendid, gorgeous, brilliant affair you can possibly conceive. It was on this day, 1895, Oscar Wilde's play The Importance of Being Earnest opened in London, wrote it in just 21 days, the first draft at least, fastest he had ever written anything. The story of a man named Jack Worthing, who pretends to have a younger brother named Ernest, who he can use as an excuse for getting out of things, and he even pretends to be Ernest when that suits his purpose. And his friend Algernon also starts impersonating the imaginary Ernest. So two women fall in love with the same fictional person. Oscar Wilde said the play expressed his philosophy that we should treat all the trivial things of life very seriously and all the serious things with studied triviality. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland entitled Wind Chime. She goes out to hang the wind chime in her nightie and her work boots. It's 6:30 in the morning, and she's standing on the plastic ice chest, tiptoe to reach the crossbeam of the porch, wind chime in her left hand, hammer in her right, the nail gripped tight between her teeth. But nothing happens next, because she's trying to figure out how to switch number one with number three. She must have been standing in the kitchen, coffee in her hand, asleep, when she heard it, the wind blowing through the sound the wind chime wasn't making because it wasn't there. No one, including me, especially anymore, believes till death do us part, but I can see what I would miss in leaving, the way her ankles go into the work boots as she stands on the ice chest, the problem scrunched into her forehead, the little kissable mouth with the nail in it. A poem entitled Wind Chime by Tony Hoagland from What Narcissism Means to Me, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.